Goodbye.
Good Day Weekend program at 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen sort of way into the weekend. Normally in this hour, Phil Lempert is here, but he's in New Zealand this morning, and it doesn't make for easy connection, the New Zealand end of things, although you can get on Skype and you can do various connections. You use email and that sort of thing. But I think it's the, let's see, New Zealand would be, it would be late, probably around 10 o'clock at night, I think. In New Zealand, 10, 11 o'clock. Anyway, the important thing is that Phil's not here, but I am. I don't know. I don't mean that to sound smug, but as if. How do I dig myself out of that? It's good that I'm here. It's good that you're here. How's that? Good Day Weekend. This weekend, focusing a lot on the Arnold Sports Festival, I decided that it would be kind of interesting to come to an event that everybody doesn't talk about it, but lots of people talk about it. Everybody loves Arnold Schwarzenegger. And for 23 years, this sports festival has been going on here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm sitting right at the apex of the event, sitting in the foyer, if you will, as people in front of me. There are probably, I don't know, 1,000 or 2,000 that I can see waiting to get in. It doesn't start for an hour, but yet there are people here. They start coming at 6 o'clock. Yesterday they waited because it didn't open until 10 yesterday. Today it opens at 9. You can go online to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and see the link to the Arnold Sports Festival. You might want to check it out. A lot of video yesterday from when Arnold, he's here for all of the days of the events, and certainly people are excited to see him. He's an icon. Brent Lalonde is one of the people that's also in charge. I don't know, are you an icon? People call
no.
What's your autograph? Can I get your autograph on something?
You can get my autograph. I'm not an icon.
Oh, no, not an icon. Not eye candy either, probably, unless you're in, maybe your wife thinks you're eye candy.
I hope so.
Anyway, Brent has worked for a long time on this project, and it comes together in a way, it's like most any event, whether it's a big sports event or it's a big media event, it's a game, it's a movie, it's whatever, there are always things that guys like you have to do behind the scenes to make it all work. But what do people not know about the Arnold, and what do people need to know? What you told me yesterday in terms of the sheer size, the numbers, the kind of events that go on here, I think surprised a lot of people. And because this hour is about food, I want to talk a little bit about the expo itself, which you can see if you go online. There's video of what's going on in there, and there's every imaginable health food that you could think of, and supplement and that kind of stuff, right, inside there?
Yeah, the Arnold Fitness Expo is loaded with 700 booths of all the leading companies in the health and fitness industry, and a large portion of those are in the supplement business.
Yeah, right.
So you'll see the GNCs and the Gasfari Nutritions and all those type of folks who are in there selling those items that help people in the gym and out of the gym stay healthy and fit. So
right.
That's a big part of what we do.
Get into a certain shape.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really that. It's a health and fitness muscle crowd. It's a fit crowd.
Yeah.
One thing that makes our weekend so fun is we talk about those numbers all the time, 18,000 athletes and 175,000 attendees that come into our city for 4 days. And obviously, when they're here, they're staying in our restaurants and they're staying in our hotels and all that sort of thing. But our weekend has a huge impact, obviously, on our restaurants.
Oh, sure.
But what most of those restaurants, a lot of those restaurants do, is change their menus during the weekend.
Up the price or make them healthier?
Make them healthier.
And up the price.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes making them healthier forces the price to go up. Yeah. A lot more chicken on the menus and high protein items and those sorts of things.
Right.
And fishes and all that sort of stuff that this audience is looking for. So,
right.
So the restaurant industry has really kind of changed their business a little bit over the weekend and really serving the needs of our folks. So it's that kind of support that makes the weekend kind of special here in Columbus.
There are a couple of miles between where the convention center is in downtown Columbus and Ohio State,
yes,
which is down High Street, as I said, a couple of miles. And that street, they've done a lot of gentrification in Columbus. Columbus has been rebuilt, at least this area of Columbus. From when I remember it as a kid, I said to you yesterday, I was astounded. I didn't realize Columbus had now 700 and some odd thousand people, and it was the 17th largest city in the country.
Yep, 16th largest city in the country. And what I mean, well, I moved to Columbus in 1988, and at that time, like you say, the campus area sits about 3 miles north of downtown. And in the late 80s, if you drove from campus down High Street into downtown, it was not a pretty sight.
No, it was all boarded up. I remember it was boarded up. And as a kid, as a student at Heidelberg in the 60s, I remember coming down here. And I really, honestly, in that time, I've not spent much time in Columbus.
Yep. And prostitution was an issue. We had some other things like that. And then they took that area just north of the convention center.
Right.
And really... really done a lot of...
That's marvelous.
Yeah, it's a lot
of neat shops, places to eat.
Yep,
really, yeah.
Now called the Short North Arts District, and it's just a mile strip of bars and restaurants and art galleries and boutiques, and they have an event there the first of every month called Gallery Hop, where all the art galleries stay open late, and they stay open until 10 o'clock, and people bop around and stuff. So it's become one of our city's most popular entertainment districts.
Yeah, so the food is good here, and certainly this part of Ohio in general, there's a lot of agriculture, so there's a lot of fresh food that's available that might not be available, let's say, if you were in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's something to look forward to or look at anyway. And the Arnold attracts a lot of other people for other reasons. They want to learn about fitness. They want to learn about nutrition. They want to learn about supplements, that kind of stuff, which is more and more a factor in our lives. I was saying earlier, we're talking about fitness and supplements. The public now votes with their dollars. And the public spends more money on alternative sources, alternative health, and supplements, certainly a part of it, and the food that's healthier. They will spend more money doing that than going the conventional route, which says something in and of itself. So the focus here on health and nutrition is really a sort of a microcosm of what's going on across the country.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that we really like to do here, and what we're proud of, is of those 18,000 athletes, 16,000 of them are kids.
Yeah.
We're really proud of the fact that we help keep kids engaged in sports and health and fitness and being active. And a lot of those kids are in gymnastics and cheerleading and fencing and martial arts and all those big youth sports that we have. And with the changing culture and more TV and video games, all that sort of thing, and giving kids another outlet, either providing kids who are already engaged a weekend of activity or introducing new kids to getting health and fit, that's something we're really, really proud of what we do here.
Well, I think that's one of the things Arnold stands for.
Okay.
It has been... Well, give people a little bit... Well, let me pause for a minute, and then we'll get a little background as to how this all got started. But Arnold is a bodybuilder. I mean, there are certainly things that he did when he was a bodybuilder that might not be considered healthy or healthful, but now he embraces that was better. If you look at his four children, they are very healthy. You can see that, and his wife certainly embraced a healthy lifestyle. So all of that stuff adds up into being smart. It's 15 past the hour from the Arnold Sports Festival. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Weekend program.
Tomorrow on A&E, gangsters, hustlers, thieves, and they're the good guys. From the producers of Prison Break comes the new A&E drama series, Breakout Kings.
There's nothing more dangerous than a convict on the run. We decided to use fugitives to help catch a fugitive.
It takes a con to catch a con.
I hate you, cops.
We ain't cops.
Breakout Kings.
Nice team you put together.
Premieres tomorrow night at 10, 9 central, only on A&E.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. ketchup lovers who asked for Heinz Dip and Squeeze ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit Chick-fil-A.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the site of the Arnold Sports Festival. There is food. There is not any wine. I haven't seen any wine flowing, but they're selling beer in there, which sort of surprised me. What's the deal with that?
We do sell beer here.
It was like a specialty beer. Was it a specialty beer?
It was Michelob Ultra.
What's that?
Which is a very, very low-carb low-carb beer.
Yeah.
Very popular with our crowd because it's so low-carb.
Really?
Yeah, so they signed on as a sponsor a couple years ago.
I thought that carbs were good for athletes. They had to have carbs to sustain themselves.
At different times. I mean, some athletes are looking to avoid carbs when they're trying to lose weight.
Right.
And then others are oftentimes will carb up.
Yeah.
Before a contest, like a long distance running or that sort of thing. So depending on what stage of your training is or what event you're at. I mean, sometimes you're avoiding carbs and sometimes you're looking to carb up.
The essence of the kinds of things. I'm looking around. I'm thinking, and I don't know why, because these people are just like everybody else. There's not a lot of the sort of things that are available to eat in the convention are pretty, if you'll pardon the pun, conventional.
Yes, yes.
So outside of the hall, and it doesn't look to me like there's a good deal. I mean, it's the typical stuff that...
It's convention center fare.
Yeah, that's right. It's not really very good for you.
It is. Now, that out, I don't want to pass judgment on, but it's your coffee shops and your quick lunches. It's all that stuff that people are looking for when they're on the move at in an expo hall.
The thing that surprises me is I see these people who look like they're in really they're conscious of their body and their health, and they still eat. You know, the same kind of stuff that distracts all of us.
Yeah,
and
that may be because they're away from home and away from their element, and they're eating on the run, and they're here trying to get in line or trying to work a booth and that sort of thing. So, I doubt if they eat that stuff all the time, they look that way. They may end up looking like me. So,
you eat this stuff all the time, so that's a problem.
A little too often, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, there's some interesting things as we gaze around.
There's always good people watching here at the Arnold Sports Festival.
That is one of the things that I so enjoyed about yesterday, walking around here. I got here at 4 o'clock yesterday morning, and I was here until about 6:30, quarter or 7 last night. And I didn't go anywhere. I walked around inside that hall, I bet you 4 or 5 times, saw something different with every pass. The people, the events, the kinds of things, and people showing off sort of what they're all about. And these people work hard, whether they're involved in an athletic endeavor or whether they're involved in their body sculpting. You know, there is just a whole lot of... And this is, by the way, the kids. You were talking about that. The kids are apparently, with good reason, and Arnold, he's really purposeful. A priority for him is encouraging these kids. You said most of the people participating here were children anyway.
Yeah, about 16,000 or 18,000 athletes are youth under the age of 18, and that's been a message for us, been a priority for us since Arnold was the president of the council's
presidential council, fitness council, or something like that.
Exactly.
During the first Bush administration.
Yep.
Yeah, so
chairman of the president's council on physical fitness.
Right. So he really went to town.
Yep.
To make that a priority. This was a great venue for them.
Yep, that's when we broadened our scope, and this venue opened in 1992, which gave us the opportunity to offer a lot more things than we had before. Before we had a convention center.
Let's talk about the history of this a little bit as time allows. Brent Lalonde is here with me from the Arnold Sports Festival, the 21 after the hour.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are broadcasting from the Arnold Sports Festival. This year's event held, as usual, in Columbus, Ohio, where there are a number of buildings that are part of the home. We can't do everything in the convention center. There's just not enough room for all these people. So there's a movement away from the convention center. You can go. There are events taking place at the Veterans Memorial and the Field House at OSU. And there's a movie thing. I'm going to have Brett Lalonde, who's here with us from the Arnold Festival. First of all, let's go back a little bit and explain to everybody how this all got started. By the way, Phil Lempert is not here today. He's in, He's in
New Zealand.
New Zealand, that's right, too. I knew he was in New Zealand. Today is Saturday, he must be in New Zealand. So that's why he's not with us. And I thought we'd take advantage of this opportunity, being here at the Arnold, to tell some of the stories. If you go online to DougSteffen.com, you'll see our connection to the Arnold Sports Festival, .com, and you can get this video of what's going on in the exhibit hall and at the events. There are lots of the cameras, and that pretty much is on the website as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And there'll
yes,
be things, the ESPN, who else is, there's an MMA thing that's connected to this that's on Showtime tonight.
There's a Strike Force event that'll be on Showtime tonight, and then all of our bodybuilding events later today are streamed online at bodybuilding.com, which
right.
is a big website. In our industry.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right. So this goes back to when Arnold was an Olympian, the Mr. Olympia, right?
Yep. This goes back to actually 1970.
By the way, I saw Lou Ferrigno in there yesterday.
Yeah, Lou comes every year. Yeah. Works in represents one of those supplement companies.
Right.
And he's actually receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award tonight at the Arnold Classic.
Oh, is he? So, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So
the two of them have to be friends with all that.
Yeah. Well, their days date back to. Obviously, the 1970s, and they both appeared in the movie Pumping Iron, which was really the film that launched Arnold's movie career. So,
whether he smoked grass or not in it, it didn't make much difference.
Exactly, exactly. it obviously didn't slow him down too much.
No, it didn't slow him down much.
But what we do here in Columbus really dates back to the late 1960s, where there's two brains behind this operation. One is Governor Schwarzenegger, and the second gentleman is a man named Jim Lorimer, who's a longtime Columbus resident, former FBI agent, worked at Nationwide Insurance here in town.
Yep.
And back in the 60s, he volunteered his time in the Amateur Athletic Union with girls' track teams.
Oh.
And he got very involved in the AAU. And through that involvement, the state AAU asked him to promote the Ohio State AAU Weightlifting Championships.
Okay.
And that was in 1967. And that event did very well, which led to him being asked to promote the World AAU Weightlifting Championship in 1970.
Uh-huh.
And that was at that time period, weightlifting was much more popular than it is today. It was an event that was on Wide World of Sports live, and Wide World of Sports was coming in, and they had a two-hour window. In the first hour, they had the World Weightlifting Championships,
right.
And they asked Mr. Lorimer what he could do in the second hour, and he decided to have a bodybuilding competition. And he knew it was going to be on national television, so he wanted to have the best guys in the world. So he reached out to the best guys in the world at the time, and one of those guys was Arnold. And Arnold and Franco Colombo and some of those guys were in a contest on the Saturday night before in London. Arnold worked very hard to get those guys in by the next day. We sent a nationwide plane, or he sent a nationwide plane to New York to pick the guys up.
Yeah.
They got him here, put on the contest. Arnold had a very good time. After the show, Arnold was a 24-year-old kid at that time.
Yeah, right.
He went to Mr. Lorimer and said, "This is the best experience I've had in the sport. When I'm done, I'm going to come back and we're going to promote things together." Arnold said, "Okay, thanks." Well, I mean, didn't think really much of the statement at the time. 5 years later, the two had not spoken, and Arnold retired from bodybuilding for the first time in 1975 and called Mr. Lorimer and said, "What can we do? Let's do this."
Yeah.
So Jim and Arnold worked... Started partnering together at that point, and between 76 and 83, they promoted the Mr. Olympia contest six times,
right.
And that remains the other really big major bodybuilding event.
Yeah.
Well, in the 1980s, back in those days, the Olympia was a big event. It would go to different cities. And in the mid 80s, they decided to take it to Las Vegas, where it's at now, and it's there every year. So Arnold and Jim thought that was, if they couldn't hold the Olympia, let's do something where they can't, an event they can't take away from them.
Right.
So they put Arnold's name on an event.
Yeah.
And that was the gestation of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic, which debuted here in Columbus in 1969 at Veterans Memorial, which is the same venue in which Arnold won the Mr. World contest when he came here in 1970.
Right.
So when we say this is the 23rd year of the Arnold Sports Festival, we're talking about starting in 1989. And that
with the complete thing.
Yes.
Right.
And that first year was the Arnold Classic pro men's bodybuilding event and a women's bodybuilding event. And the next year we started a very small expo over at the Vets Memorial. And then as we spoke yesterday, when Arnold was named the president of the chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness in the early 1990s, the charge became to open this up and really start bringing in some more youth sports and get more people involved. And we started first with martial arts, and we added cheerleading, gymnastics, and fencing. And we've added a couple of things every year to the point where we're now at 45 different sports and events. And 18,000 athletes, 175,000 attendees over 4 days.
It's a phenom.
And it's all just not competitive sport. We have competitive art. This year we have
movies.
The first ever Arnold Sports Film Festival.
Yeah.
Jim Hearn here is with us. He's a chairman of that. So it's a tremendously, tremendous event the first year.
All right. Good job explaining it. More coming up from the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus on Good Day, half past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Three after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program in the heart of the action, if you will. I suppose heart of the action or heart of the action. The Arnold Sports Festival this year in Columbus, Ohio, the 23rd year of all of this activity. You can hear in the background a lot of racket because people have lined up here in the front, the vestibule of the Columbus Convention Center as they wait to get inside to participate in the events that are held in there. There are a lot of different things that are going on today. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the schedule and I saw women's arm wrestling. What else did I see? Men's and women's arm wrestling. Now that's a big deal. The fencing classic is going on right now. Boxing, martial arts. There is a strength and fitness trainers summit that Arnold conducts himself, I guess, doesn't he? I think that's what goes
on. Yes,
and you know what's going on here that's pretty interesting? Jim Hearn is here. He has crafted a film festival around the sports festival. So for the first time this year, there are 15 different films all about athletics. Is that right? That were created sort of for this event?
We had 160 entries,
really?
Film entries, and we had to narrow it down.
How
for
did you solicit them?
Well, actually, we just went out through a lot of social media and a lot of grassroots marketing,
right.
And we were hand-to-hand combat, if you will, calling, for instance, high schools,
yeah.
And talking to the superintendents of the school systems, going down to the principals, going down to the actual film instructors, and talking to them about talking to their students about doing this. That's for the high school portion of it. On the international, we used an online service called Without a Box, which is the kind of the moniker of what you would do for online film festivals.
Right.
They could submit their films completely in there, and everybody that had seen that, that's in that community and industry, knew that this was happening. And some people that had a sports-related film would want to try to submit that if it meet the category of what
right.
we were putting out there. And the criteria was simply, we want to see what the inner mind of an athlete, what the challenges, what they go through. It was all inspired by one film that was sent in, and literally it was a narrative. It was a gentleman who never spoke a word in the film. He just talked through his mind about what he does as a bodybuilder and how it challenges
yeah.
his body and his mind and his life, and it changed everything about him. And you watch this, and you feel his struggle and his pain. And as you get to the end of it, he tells you that if this were an opportunity to go back and do this all over again, would he put himself through all that? He says, every second.
Every bit of it. Yeah.
And that's the inspiration for a lot of these films coming in. So we challenged young filmmakers and international filmmakers to put together a story about an athlete and tell us about their story. And we got things all over the board, from satirical looks at some sports, which were actually downright comedic, and right through to stories that were built, some of them dark, some of them a little bit more vibrant. But it was all over the board. Very, very diverse submissions this year for a first-year film festival. Yeah. Absolutely amazing to get that many with very low marketing.
So then, by the way, Phil Lempert is not here in this hour. Normally he's here on the weekend, but because he's not here, we decided to celebrate where I am at the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, telling you some of the stories. Certainly fitness and eating and all of that stuff is important, and this is an hour that we spend on food. But now getting to the film festival, and how many, you said 100 and how many applicants?
We had 161 total submissions.
All right, how'd you narrow it down? You have 15, right?
Well, we're down to 17 high school and 18 international.
So 35.
35. Okay. You're a quick math man.
Thank you very much. So I just did my taxes.
Oh, my good luck with you. You should be frazzled.
Yeah, I am.
Well, but we had those screenings last night for high school, and we had the 17 final screenings Friday night, last night, and the high school students showed up, a lot of their teachers, which is really what we wanted to see. We wanted to see that involvement between the teachers and the students. And they're actually coming up to me after that wanting to put this in their curriculum for the schools. Now, this is greater central Ohio in the contiguous counties and going out throughout Ohio. We did have some submissions from outside of Ohio. Our focus was here because we were trying to see how it would go.
I'm going to get in a plug. All right. And I'm a graduate of Heidelberg University up in Tiffin. And they have just opened a media communications center, which is going to teach college students how to do all of that. It's a four-studio array, television and radio, editing suites, all the things that you will need to know in order to do these things as a profession. So there's a broadcast management and marketing managing major, but there also are students from all disciplines who are coming in to learn how to do this because it's a business.
Yes.
There, people will be able to produce where we used to have to go. When I first got involved in radio and television, you know, you had to have somebody different do everything. You had a sound man, and you had the light guy, and
absolutely,
you had the cameraman, you got the editor, and still do a major motion picture and television shows, you do that. But you can, my son is in that business, and that's what sort of gave me the idea of doing this up at Heidelberg. You, from stem to stern, you can, if you understand the equipment, you can do all of the things that you have just suggested. And I'm betting that some of those things that were presented, that you're talking about, the high school stuff, was done in an edit suite like I've described. The teacher knew how to do it, taught the kids how to do it, and that's a wonderful experience, teaching experience, that in the world that we live in today, the technology of the world today, if you're going to be successful in any business, you better know how to do that stuff.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful because upstairs right now we have workshops going on.
Yeah.
It's funny you say about education, and what they're doing is they're actually showing you how to take from as simple as a flip cam and a laptop to do your full production. Actually go down, write your script down, write your story down, go out and find that piece and get those elements, piece them together on technology, and they build this whole film, and they're going to have a film today in 8 hours. They're going out right now.
Right, and they'll have it done by the end of the day.
They'll have it done by the end of the day.
So you can do that. So this is another thing about Arnold, too. Arnold and his roots and what people seem to think about. I have 2 points here to make, following up on what you said about this film that has sort of that deals with the mind of the bodybuilder. A lot of people think the bodybuilders are just, you know, they just meat on a stick. But the people that I've met who were passionate about this, I mean, in any of the gym where I work out or in my line of work, I'm around a lot of people, different backgrounds and stuff, and really nothing is further from the truth. These guys, I was watching this, the strongman competition. You don't think about it this way, but Dr. Todd, who's been at this for a long time, you and or Brett may want to talk about this. Here's a guy who is sort of the founder, I guess, or the father of some of these strength sports, and he's made a career out of not only understanding but teaching the. And who would think that there would be a doctorate that would be available for something like this, but it's the psychology, physiology, all of that stuff. This is a very complicated sport, in a sense, right?
It is a very complicated sport, and we're very fortunate to have Dr. Terry Todd and his wife Janice down, who are both professors at the University of Texas, and his wife was a very accomplished powerlifter.
Yeah.
And Dr. Todd himself was a competitive swimmer, and But they're both very involved in the study of the physiology and in the history of the sport.
Right.
And in fact, down at the Stark Center at the University of Texas, they've developed what has become the leading museum on the history of weightlifting.
Really?
In the history of iron and muscle sports, and it's really fascinating study of the sport. Educationally, and what they do for us for the last 10 years is promote our Arnold Strongman Classic and execute that for us.
But it is one of the points I'm trying to make is this is not just about the body, it's about the mind.
Sure.
And maybe that's, Jim, what that shows, in a sense, the essence of the mind-body connection.
Yes, and it's a tremendous thing because you talk about the bodybuilder, but we have films about 45 different sports, including parkour. There is some weightlifting.
What's parkour?
Parkour, loosely translated, means no obstacles. What it is someone actually can, they utilize urban environments for workouts.
Really?
Walls and fences and everything else. And they'll go to a playground, for instance, but they don't use it in a conventional
sense.
Kind of
like CrossFit, that sort of thing, using, is it?
A lot like that, only this isn't so much of the standard calisthenics. This is physically active and mind challenging, and it's a great lesson for young kids because what they do is they learn there are no obstacles. You can get over, you can get around, you can get through if you just use your mind and plan your course.
And that can be said for life as well as for the physical.
Absolutely. And there is a mind and body connection like no other.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you talked a little bit earlier about what you can all do as one. We had one student who shot himself, filmed himself, narrated it, and produced it, edited everything, one person.
Yeah.
And he's in the film festival.
Yeah.
And it's really tremendous to see them actually bridging the gap between athlete and the talent of a filmmaker, and some of them being both in the same.
Yeah.
So we're watching this kind of develop before us. But the neatest part about this is every athlete you see here, and you see thousands of them. We have 18,000 athletes here. If we just got each one of them to tell their story, you could imagine a film festival would need about 90
forever.
Months to show them all. But we do have a great opportunity to be able to get some of these people in here. We had one of our own activities here, fencing. They put a movie in. Julia Ritchie put a fantastic film in about her story coming from Russia.
Right.
So there's some great storytelling about things that are going on here. And then there's people from, we had one that came in from India, one that came in from the UK. Some tremendous, tremendous films that we just thought was spectacular. And as these people are developing these stories, we're encouraging people from all over the country, all over the world, to tell us the story, give us a story. In 2012, we've already started accepting submissions for 2012. We're looking for celebrating sports.
Yeah.
So we want people to talk about sports. Maybe it is the challenges, but maybe it's something more. Maybe it's their training process as to how they go into it or what the resolve is.
Yeah.
So a lot of opportunity for 2012.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that event.
Thank you.
Over there. I think I'll go over and meander over this afternoon and check it out. I'm not one. And people are getting a kick out of it. The people on my staff are getting a kick out of me because I normally, when I do these broadcasts, I come in. I do the broadcast, maybe meet and greet, say hi to people, and I'm gonzo. So the fact that I stayed here all day yesterday and wandered around here from, 4 o'clock in the morning when we got started, Brent was here, and then finished the day about 6 o'clock last night, and I really, even on about 3 hours sleep, I was really kind of jazzed up until about 5:30, then I wanted to go take a nap. But it really was, the atmosphere is very charged, very stimulating, and you can learn a whole lot. And again, it's a microcosm of what's going on, I think, in part in the real world. And we have this sort of strange dichotomy in our country where we have the problems of people who are overeating and they aren't, they don't take care of themselves. They don't seem to, there's plenty of education around. It's hard for most people to look around and feel, how is it that you let yourself get into the shape that you're in? How do you eat the stuff that you eat with there being so much information around that counters all of that stuff? And so this sort of keeps people's mind on perhaps the other side of it. So anyway, congratulations. Have we got everything, all the stories told, you think, or is there another story, Brent?
Oh, there's always more stories, but I think we're pretty close to being there.
We are. I think you're right. That guy looks like Hulk Hogan. These people walking around here. It's very amusing. Very amusing to see the people that are so focused on their bodies that they, that's what they spend their lives doing, and they want people to see it. And you understand that?
Sure. Terminator and Conan will be here.
thing.
No, the Terminator and Conan, they brought them in from Germany. They're impersonators of this.
Really?
When they walk through here, and you will see them in here today, and we'll have them come by here.
Yeah.
One of them speaks pretty good English, so you'll be able to interview
him. Really? Yeah.
He's the Terminator one, but they actually have the physical appearance, and they walk around in full garb.
Really?
And it's very entertaining.
Have they met Arnold yet? Did Arnold see him yet?
Last night we had him at the After School All-Stars dinner, and Arnold literally came by, and he says,
Chiseled.
They're dynamically built, but they do this. They work out. One of them is an amateur bodybuilding champion, and he waits every other year to do his championship, but he still trains every single day for this particular purpose to play the part of Conan, and he carries a very heavy sword, which you'll have to pick it up when he comes by. It's really good to see these
guys. I'll do my best. All right, Jim, thank you for being here. Jim Horn is in charge of the, in terms of the film festival, one of the very many moving parts here at the Arnold Sports Festival. 16, all right, let's make it 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Tomorrow on A&E, gangsters, hustlers, thieves, and they're the good guys. From the producers of Prison Break comes the new A&E drama series, Breakout Kings.
There's nothing more dangerous than a convict on the run. We decided to use fugitives to help catch a fugitive.
It takes a con to catch a con.
Hate you, cops.
We ain't cops.
Breakout Kings.
Nice team you put together.
Premieres tomorrow night at 10, 9 central, only on A&E.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit Chick-fil-A.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
Doug Steffen from the Arnold Sports Festival. The website is a sight to behold. Brett Lalonde, who spent a lot of time here with me and is really responsible for getting me in the door, literally as well as figuratively. Nobody else around at 4 o'clock in the morning. Who's this guy that wants to be here at 4 o'clock in the morning? But the web is, we connected to ArnoldSportsFestival.com to DougSteffen.com, and people looking at the site are intrigued by all its moving parts. Well, that's what you have to do. That's what people expect today, isn't it? I mean, really and truly.
Oh, it's it takes ArnoldSportsFestival.com is really one, obviously, our key way of communicating with all our athletes and our attendees. And within the challenge there's 45 different sports and events. So there's 45 different pages on that site that need to be updated with information and registration and links and all that sort of thing. And, and each of those 45 different events is run by a different chairman who does things a little bit different.
Right.
So it presents a real challenge.
Well, I suggest people go check it out anyway at DerekStefan.com. Thank you, Brent, for all of your help.
No, thank you.
Dr. Ken is going to come back and join us for a moment as Good Day Weekend Without Phil continues, still in an especially entertaining way, 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
By state.
I can't get your body out of my mind. I can't get your body.
Bodies in motion.
I can't get your body.
How's your body doing? Our bodies usually are focused on what we put into them in this hour. Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, is traveling down under today. So he'll be back. I think he's back over the weekend. Not sure. But we've used the time to expose you to a lot of things that are happening. This is a cultural event. This guy is an icon. And so a lot of people pay a lot of attention to what goes on in this event. And there are a lot of very interesting people. I haven't been. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert on the Good Day program, is back with me now. And he's been watching as we've been having this conversation online at DougStefan.com, going to the Arnold Sports Festival website, which we've connected to. And there is a lot of eye candy here. There are a lot of people who have interests in various things.
Interesting, very healthy-looking people.
Yes, there are a lot of healthy-looking men and women here. I'm more interested in the healthy-looking women than I am the healthy-looking men, but I guess there's something for everybody. The reason I invited Ken to come back, we had a very interesting experience. The wonderful thing about this kind of communication, it is so instant and so much in the public interest. Now, some of you may have been listening earlier on. If you weren't, I guess we'll tell the story. But some of you heard Ken have a conversation with a gentleman who had a sad story about his son. And I believe the gentleman was in Wilmington. I don't remember if
Wilmington,
that was
Wilmington, North Carolina.
It was Wilmington. Okay. So, Ken, tell the story about what it was that this fellow was looking for, what his experience was with his son.
The story just tore my heart out. It was a father calling about his 30-year-old son who has an immune disorder where his body just doesn't make antibodies, and his son needs to get these very expensive injections. They cost about $40,000 a year. When he was employed, had health insurance, he was getting them. He lost his job a couple of months ago, and for 2 months he hasn't been getting his injections. If he doesn't get these injections, he's going to die. He has no immune system. Part of his immune system just doesn't work. Part of it does. And I got an email right as we finished the hour from a gentleman who works for Johnson & Johnson in one of their biotech companies, and points out to me very accurately that these manufacturers do have programs that provide this material if you fall below a certain level of income. And he points out, this listener points out to me, that this patient should contact the manufacturer directly and also go to a local provider, and the two can work together. The manufacturer will provide the drug and the provider can then provide it. And this is a great idea. I've seen this work, and I really appreciate David Young, who works for Johnson & Johnson, for emailing me this, and I hope Dad is listening.
Well, if you are, why don't you call in to the line, the toll-free line, 888-553-7536 or 800-510-8255, and speak to Michael and give us your email address or phone number, and we'll be in touch with you. It's Robert, who's in Wilmington. Anybody that may be down there knows this fellow. Help him get this information. We'll repeat it a few times. We don't have his email, so it would be hard for us to get to him unless he gets to us or somebody gets to him to get to us. But this is a situation, good thing. A lot of people listen to the radio program, and you never know who's going to have the ability to help you out. That's what's so wonderfully good, amazing, actually, about this medium. If it's used for good, not yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering, but that can be entertaining, has its place, but also the helpful aspects of being at your service and literally on your side. There's so many different ways that demonstrates itself. I'm sort of patting myself, I guess, patting us on the back, Ken, because that's what is, that brings out the very best in this medium. And there are a lot of people who do it very well. There's a lot of great helpful programs that are on the air. Some good doctor shows. There's some good business and money shows. There are a lot of good advice shows. And so if you take advantage of them, that's what they're here for. You need to know that there's somebody who does care. And I think that's the important thing. Today, we are so fractured. We're so distant. We're so taken away from what seems to be a connection, a unit. We're families aren't together, and people live by themselves, and they don't make friends with their neighbors, and nobody knows what's going on with them.
Can I ask you a quick personal question?
Yeah.
How do you cool down after several days at the Arnold Sports Festival and all the tingling that goes on?
Go back to the room and take a shower? Thank you for asking that question. All right, so Ken, good work on that. Hopefully, Robert, that's why we brought you back on from Wilmington, or somebody who knows him is going to be connected, and we'll be able to help him out that way. In the meantime, this has been a great experience being here at the Arnold Sports Festival. Dr. Ken, thank you for coming back in to help that information get to that person. The power of radio. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.